Anyway, this bloke here who's doing wonderful things for many, many charities and good causes, I'm pleased to say he's on the line now. But before we get to him, here's his cryptic song.
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time.
Sing along, Walks.
I keep the ends out for the time. Because you're mine.
I walk the line. Yeah, the great man Chrissy Walker's on the line. Hello, mate.
Hello, Sugar. How you going, mate?
Mate, I missed you last week. Can you tell us what's going on for those who didn't catch your chat last week? What was the song you had last week, Fletch?
Proclaimers.
Yeah.
They were...
Yeah, I will walk 500 miles.
Yeah.
How's the Jersey Flags going?
Oh, I don't know, but the Jersey Flags are all right. It's just the feet that... I'm sort of walking on stubbles at the moment with the amount of blisters and whatnot going on. But tell you what, boys, it's been on all serious note, it's been a very eventful journey, but a very grateful journey. The amount of people that I've met and the generosity of people, it's pretty hard to put into words how grateful I am.
What are you thinking about? Like, sometimes you can just walk along and you just get going to these weird little moments in your brain. I did it during Kokoda, and I was coming up with some weird stuff. I would love to know what's going through your lemon spread, Walks.
Fletch, there's a lot of blank. It's just full blank. That's it. There's nothing that goes between my ears. And it was funny because when I was walking with Nate last week, I'd trying to explain to him what we're going to do in each town and how we're going to be set up and what we need to do. And he just looked at me and he said, Chris, I heard that come from your mouth. It went in my right ear, out my left ear, and hit that sugar cane on my left. and that's sort of the thing that goes on. You sort of get into a little zone where you think of, I don't know, you're on the road for 5.5 hours, and you're thinking of that many different things. It's ridiculous the problems that you solve in your head, and also to the little demons that sort of pop up to you, and also to you. You're walking and you're walking and you're exercising, so you're starting to feel good about yourself and you're releasing those little endorphins. And I'm certainly not going to be the next Prime Minister of Australia, Fletch.
No.
if that's the thought that you think that I'm thinking about. But you reflect on little things. You reflect on things. You think about games that you played football. You think about people that you met. There's a whole range of different things that you think about, but it's certainly not anything to do with politics or changing the world.
Do you think about your nephew Sam Walker, who is his fifth or sixth game coming up this weekend, and the hype that we heard about this kid? Well, he certainly lived up to it and more, I think.
Yep.
Did you expect his success to come so soon?
To be brutally honest with you, yes, I did.
Wow.
But when I say that, people think it's a family bias. I don't think it's a family bias because I've seen him do things, at training at the Jets. I've spoke to obviously his uncle Shane and his dad Ben about what the things that he's doing at training. But then also too, what caps it off is the players at the Ipswich Jets when he was training with them. They echo what I've been told about him what I've seen about him. He's a fantastic talent, and like I said, it sounds like a bit of family bias because he comes from a proud uncle. But he hasn't really. I don't think we've seen the best of him just yet. I know we haven't seen the best of him just yet. I know that there's a lot more bags lot more tricks in his bag to come. And I can't wait to see him produce him, and obviously, if he stays fit and he stays healthy, well, I'm really excited about what he's got to show us.
What about the fact that there was talk that the Broncos did an interview and they didn't want his dad or any family member? Is that fair dinkum?
Fletch, unfortunately, for the great club of the Brisbane Broncos, and they've been so good since they got introduced to the club in 1988. Yeah, that's true. I mean, that came from Anthony Seibold, that they didn't want him to be there, didn't want Ben and Kylie to be there. And I found that really strange.
Well, of course.
Like the Broncos.
How old was he, Walks, at that?
16.
And what was the thought process behind that, do you think, not having his parents there?
Mate, you probably have to ask. I've got my thought process on it. But you probably have to ask Anthony Seibold that.
What was yours? What's your thoughts? Or do you think he's going to sign a contract without any advice?
Well, my first thought was they were trying to pressure him into signing. That was my first initial thought when I heard it. When Ben obviously said that we obviously talk a lot, me and my family, and that was the first initial thought that they were trying to bully him into signing and not get his dad, who has a huge influence on his career, to not have an influence on his career when it mattered, which was really sad because I go for the Broncos. I like the Bronx, and to see what they're going through at the moment without Sam, they could have had him as a 10-year, 15-year player.
Yeah, I'm interested to see when the Broncos take on the Knights, of course. The Roosters. Well, that's what he did. He did a clinic against the Newcastle Knights, didn't he, Sammy Walker, where Andrew Johns and Matthew were saying that they hadn't seen a young half put on such a clinic in all those years, which would have been in front of Siebes. Maybe he had a big point to prove on that particular night. Chris, take us through the last week or so. So where have you been? Where have you gone? How far into the journey are you?
Yeah, we had a great weekend in Townsville on the weekend. We celebrated a luncheon with Big Charlie Webb, obviously going through his battles with motor neurons disease. So Fun My Challenge put on a lunch for him in Townsville. And then obviously we organised the walk around for the Broncos Cowboys game with myself and Nate and Big Charlie to celebrate, you know, what we need to do for Big Carl to get him through what he's endured over the last 18 months of his life with motor neurons, and to be out there with Carl, and walking the field and seeing the standing ovation that he got on the field on Saturday before the Broncos Titans game. I know he really enjoyed it, and I know that Nate and myself being out there sharing the field with him, doing the lap of the awesome stadium that they've got in Townsville. Was surreal. It was a really good moment, and to share that with Big Carl and what he's going through with his battle, it was really fulfilling.
Walks, how long have you got to go? How many days do you think? Because is this day 20 or day 19?
No, this is day 17, Fletch.
17.
I've got roughly 49 days to go. 49 days to complete the journey. We walk into State of Origin 2 on the 27th of June at Suncorp Stadium, which, to the NRL and to the Queensland Rugby League, I'm very grateful that they've given me the permission to walk onto the stadium. And then it'll take me another 3 or 4 days to get to the Gold Coast, and then I'm going missing with the family for about a month after I get back. So I haven't seen the family for a while, and I won't be seeing them for a while on the journey.
So, Walks, Fund My Challenge is how you donate?
Yes.
So just go. Is it pretty simple? Just go to.
Yes, you just go to Fund My Challenge, and we've also got something very exciting in the next couple of weeks. We're going to be launching a Fund My Challenge app, which also connects donors with charities, foundations, and people in need, and we accelerate people's challenges. Now, a challenge can be anything. A challenge can be walking from Cairns to Gold Coast, or a challenge can be, a young kid who needs some money or some assistance because they're fighting a health battle. So we've got an app coming out. It's called Fund My Challenge app, but to donate right now, it's fundmychallenge.com.
Beautiful, great stuff, Walks. Hey, listen, before you go, the obvious question, I suppose, is clearly there's a great lineage, I suppose, of the Walkers who can play rugby league. You and your two brothers, but what any other younger Walkers we need to keep an eye out for?
Actually, funny you mention that, because I think Ben's younger fella, Tyson,
ooh,
he's a gun. He's really good. He's got some he's got some skills in his bag too. Jacko, Ben's other young fella, the second one, he goes really good. He's just had a shoulder reconstruction. There's a few coming through. Shane's got two and I've got one. Shane's got three, sorry, and I've got one. So if they want to continue playing football, they will. But, I'd like to see. If they're as good as Sam, well, then, yeah, we've got some excitement coming.
I can smell package deal.
Oh, yeah.
I can smell a bit.
Yeah, but they've got to take... They're going to take their uncle Chris.
Yeah,
I don't think.
Oh, mate, you know what? It's funny when the kids are flying, they'll take anyone.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Hey, Chris, you're doing great stuff. Walks, well done, mate. And we'll keep checking in with you along the journey. Congratulations.
Thanks, Fletch.
Good on you,
guys.
Texas. See you, mate.